Once again, I will wish you a happy Father's Day. And I'm going to tell you, in wishing you that happy Father's Day, I'm going to share with you this morning the ultimate personality of a father. Our Father who is in heaven. You and I have a heavenly Father that has created all that exists. You and I have a heavenly Father that loves each one of us so much, he had to witness the horrible crucifixion of his own son, the beatings, all of the evil that the world and beyond the world could place on any human being. Jesus took. God said, I'm going to take it for you. So God sends his only begotten son, who happened to be God incarnate. There's no separation between God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. There's only one God. We do not teach that there are three gods. There is one, our Father who is in heaven. Many will say today, I'm sure, where was your God in Charleston the other night? He's right there, sitting at the table, giving evil a chance to change his mind. And he even said that at one point he almost changed his mind. I wonder how many times Judas Iscariot reached that point. You know, that Jesus really is God. Jesus really is the Savior of all humanity. Jesus really is in control. You remember when Jesus would preach, they would listen to him, and the comment was, we have never heard a man preach the way he does. We have never witnessed a rabbi teach the way he does. Do you know what the difference was with Jesus and all the other rabbis? Well, for one thing, when you would get up to teach, they would always, whoever the rabbi is, it would always quote another rabbi, would always use that rabbi, would always, never going outside the lines, because if he wasn't told this by so-and-so, almost sound like the Southern Baptist Convention today, so-and-so, he doesn't need to be saying it. Jesus comes preaching. He's not quoting anyone except his heavenly Father. He is not lifting up another human being. He's sharing the truth of our Heavenly Father. Every one of us as fathers make horrible mistakes. Every one of us as mothers make horrible mistakes. God the Father makes no mistakes. But how do I know that he loves me? You're here, aren't you? Do we not hear the cry of all humanity and the cry of the heavenly host as they watch whether or not we believe Jesus is who he says he is? I will never put Jesus in past tense. He is. I am, God says. I'm the beginning and the ending. God says to us through his Son, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. Now that's the ultimate love, folks. Now we get so angry at our kids sometimes. We could, as we often say, if you live through this, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to pull every hair out of your head. Why? Because you scared me. You're precious to me. child. You're precious. And when you put your life in danger, it's frightening for me. When you go off and have a bad case of the stupids, it's frightening for me. Well, how do you know I'm doing that, Dad? Because I did it. God looks at us and says, I love you. Larry Pete, I love you just like you are. I love you when you're right, and I love you when you're wrong. One day, the ultimate love of God will reach down for his children. I have no idea when that day is, for me or for you. But I do know something for a fact. God so loved that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, shall not perish, but have eternal life. No human being that has ever been born, the spirit of that human being, the real you, the real heartbeat, the real you in here, will never die. Whether you know Jesus or don't know Jesus. That's why we are to proclaim the truth of Christ, the gospel, fathers. That's why we need to be making certain that his name is lifted up above all names within our households here on earth, because he's coming. Death is going to come to this physical carcass. I call it sad that way simply because some of us are half dead already. We hurt, we ache, we squeak when we walk. And I can picture my Heavenly Father looking with a smile on his face with our Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, he's part of the family. Don't we understand that when we say yes to the Son, we've said yes to the Father? Do we not understand that when we say yes to the Father through the Son, that he fills us with his Holy Spirit, and he says, that Holy Spirit of mine will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. Where was he at Charleston? Around the table. What you and I saw as a massacre, and it is, I despise the vileness of racists. I despise it. I don't care what color, because I know it's not of God. Can't be. You know, I did not have a choice in my color. I did not have a choice in my picking of parents. Nobody asked me about, now, what set do you want to have as your parent, Larry? I was born, as you were, under the power of Almighty God. He did the choosing. Why do you think we're born to honor your father and your mother? But you don't understand what kind of a father I have. You don't understand what kind of a mother I have. Maybe I don't. But I understand the scripture, honor your mother and your father. I understand that scripture. You will pay honor to them. Why? It is God that gave you your parents. And it is God who gave your parents you. And God set the family in order. And he said, fathers, watch after your household. Protect them the way I protect you. How does God protect me? Through love. You see, you and I must love God with the love he gives us to love him. Everything you and I have, every penny we might have, all the food on the table, everything is a gift from God. And God says, I am your heavenly Father. And I want you to see the design I have for you, Christian. I want you to see that design, which is the family unit. For in heaven, you will witness the true family unit. Do you know you're never going to get mad at each other? And do you know that there's not going to be any squabbles? There's not going to be an older brother picking on a younger sister, or an older sister picking on a younger brother. There's going to be love. I'm talking about the harmony of the love of God. God looks at us in our heart, and He offers to you and offers to me the ultimate love. Larry, do you understand? I watched as my son was slaughtered. Just like the sheep going to slaughter. I witnessed firsthand hurt through my son. I witnessed firsthand the hurt and yet the love that my son was sharing. Was it not my son that said, "Whosoever will, let him come"? Was it not my son that made the lame to walk, the blind to see, the dead to rise? For which one of these love gifts did they crucify him? For which part of love did they nail him on the cross? But it had to be so before time began. It had been decided Jesus would be coming. We are the most precious of all creation. Do you realize that the human race was the last God created? Well, don't understand that. God created everything else on the earth to be prepared for us. His most precious of creation. He would not allow us to be created until everything was set and He put mankind in His special garden. It was a garden of love. It was a garden you didn't even have to get wet in, because the scripture says everything was watered from beneath. There had never been rain until Noah. But our Heavenly Father said, "I give to you life, and I give it more abundant." More abundant than who? The world. You and I are in a world that teaches a great lie. You and I are living in an era to where we're watching how children treat their parents. I got to tell this. Hunter, I call him Jason all the time. Hunter and Faye, his grams, were out buying, I'm sure, the game. And he witnessed a child yelling at his daddy, "Gruff, you will get this and get in front of the line." That's never a smart thing to do. I don't care who you are. But I was proud that my grandson witness that kind of disrespect. He would not disrespect from that way. You know why? Me or his daddy would be hanging him on one of those for sale signs there. We have to have the love, folks. How can you witness the love? Witness what goes on in the world. It's just the opposite of what you're seeing. You and I are special. God handpicked us. He handpicked us for a special mission. I know what mine is. I don't know what yours is. And I realize that it's the focus you and I need to have on our Heavenly Father, because He's the Father of our family, a real family. We will all be brothers and sisters one day. And the Scripture tells us that we will be given in heaven such a blessing. There will be no bitterness there. There will be no tears. There will be no pain. There will be no dying. And a preacher, I thought that everything on earth was laid out similar to what we can see, or only just a small image of what's in heaven. Well, that's true. But don't you still die? No. No. See, God never created man to ever die. Man chose death when man chose sin. When man disobeyed God, the ultimate love, God says, now you cannot stand in my presence. Remember how God would walk in the garden? Does he walk anymore? In the presence of his Son, you and I as Christians have said, forgive me. And God said, okay, you're forgiven. Well, don't I need to yell at him? No, Larry, you just need to yell at the people. No, you don't need to yell at him. You need to recognize him. When our Father walks into our heart, do we recognize him? Can we look at the ultimate love and realize that you and I are to take that ultimate love from God and share it in our family? I forgive you, child. I love you. I love you. Even though you take after your daddy, I love you. That's love, isn't it? He's prepared us. But let me close with this thought with you. That love is so great that you and I will never be separated from it. Guaranteed. His Holy Spirit, he said, I will send in you as a guarantee that you're mine. Larry, you may do a lot of foolish things. You may just completely go crazy. But you're mine. Does that not give us the hope of the human race? It's what happened in Charleston. Is that the spark that will light a resurgence of the churches? Will that be God's special message to the heart of all humanity? I was there. I took them home. Where did I see their love and their children and their spouses? Folks, I've dealt with the court system for more than half my life. I never heard such forgiveness while people are hurting so bad. Where did they get that strength? From the Father in heaven. We will leave this shell, but our Father will not leave us. And when I said yes to Jesus Christ, it is as though the Son of God gave me his blood, his transfusion. How did I get it? When he went to the cross. Because you see, there's a particle of his blood that he gave me and he gave you. When you recognize him before man, he says, I will recognize you before my Father. That means God knows my name. And that means I have a surety, I have a guarantee. I'm going to be with him soon. Each will wait our own time. But one day, it'll be supper time. You might not get to hear that bell when your loved one leaves, but they do. One more thing I want to leave you with. I remember one time sitting by the bed of this lady who was in the dying process. And her daughter was on the other side of the bed. And her daughter said, she hasn't said anything for so long, about 3 days or so. And when we were sitting there, her mother put her hands up like she was talking. And we both watched her mouth as it was talking. And her daughter looked in front of her. And I looked and I said, don't you wish you could be a part of that conversation? And her mouth just fell open. I would. I said, you can't be. That's personal. That's a personal Savior. And several minutes this carried on. And let me tell you, you get a little shaky when you're watching it, and everybody says she hasn't moved, she hasn't talked. she went on to be with the Lord. That conversation, you will receive one similar to it. But it will be love. Her mother was looking at the ultimate love of a father through his son. Let's pray. Father, we praise your name, dear Lord God, that you give to us your book of direction and correction for our lives. We thank you, Father, that your love supersedes all understanding, as your truth is more powerful than the lies of the evil one. We thank you, Father, and ask now that your protective hand will be upon each family. It will be your strength, dear Lord God, that will enter the heart of the father and of the mother, that they will have the strength to teach and raise their children and to nurture an admonition of who you are. Thank you, Father, for caring so much that you sent your son. I now ask your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.